plate a potential nugget.
The other piece I was curious about, Amit, is you've had the reputation of being known as an institution builder, whether it was your stint at DSP or at Bain Capital. In an environment where you're leading people who are super smart, type A, strong points of view, how do you see the role of leadership?
Yeah. No, you know, I think, look, I've been very clear, and this is something I learned from Hemendra early on, which is, it's very important to do a couple of things for your own sake, especially if you love the institution that you work for. You know, you must, A, hire people who are smarter than you, and B, you must try to foster having a great operating environment. And why I said it's not just good for, you know, the organization, but for your own sake, is that it ends up being great for your own growth. And, you know, Hemendra explained to me why that's the case. And, you know, the fact that I'm sitting and having this conversation with you here while I have a team working at Bain Capital is good testament to that. You know, I would never be able to do what I'm doing for a few days a week if I didn't have a great team at Bain Capital. So my own personal objectives would be massively compromised if I did not have high quality leadership, which I had nurtured right from the start, because it takes time for people to get there. You can't, you know, you can't switch on and off leadership like a spigot. You know, all these guys, I have 3 managing directors now in the office. You know, it takes 8 to 10 years to build that kind of a bench. You know, all these 3 guys are guys who I hired in the first year or the second year of the office opening. So, you know, these are seeds that were sown at that stage.
And maybe if I may double click on that, apart from technical skills, what do you look for? What did you look for at that stage?
So, you know, I think I am, you know, you know, I'm not overly analytical when I hire talent. I mean, some of my guys, I tell them they gorilla people too hard when they hire. I'm probably the easiest recruiter relative to all of them. For me, actually, I focus a lot more. My interviewing style is a lot more focused on the personality of the person. On the person's likelihood to fit into a team culturally, on much more is the person well-rounded. I look for fire in the belly. You know, and I look for, is a person overall going to be smart? I'm not looking for the genius. Sometimes our guys look for the genius, you know, I don't look for the genius. It landed up that all 3 are exceptionally bright. But I didn't look for that. They turned out to be that way. But I think at the end of the day, broadly what I look for is people who are smarter than me, which is not very, very tough. I'm generally above, I may be somewhat above average, but I'm not exceptionally bright. So I look for people who are broadly smarter than me, who can add something to the group, who, you know, and then I try to build a good, high quality working environment in which people have the ability to sit around a table and have a good conversation. The, you know, culture of the office will be good. They always feel that, you know, they'll have opportunity to grow. It'll always be a meritocracy. And at the end of the day, they should feel like getting up in the morning and coming to work. You know, broadly, if people feel that much is achieved, I think, you know, you're home. You don't have to complicate it. People try to bring in all these extra tools and, you know, make it extremely fancy. I think, you know, if you keep it by and large simple, I think it works. So that's what I've tried to do. And I think with that, it's broadly worked.
And is there anything to be said about creating a sort of a nurturing culture or a apprenticeship culture?
Yeah.
In an environment where you end up hiring very smart people, yeah. Are there any challenges to watch out for?
No. I think what you need to do with each person, which I do try to do, is look, you need to make sure that they feel that you are investing in them. So I do try to make sure that I've tried to at least take interest in their development. That they don't think that it is purely a transactional relationship where they are there, you know, purely to fulfill a job, which they could have fulfilled at any other place. That they have broad, you know, visibility, that they are a part of the mission of the organization. And I've tried to make sure that, you know, we are always palms up, that there's no surprise that they'll have. I think that's very, very important. So over the years, the one thing that I've been extremely focused on as an organization is that no person who's joined the organization, not one, will ever leave the organization without landing on their feet. It is no, the way private equity works or consulting works or investment banking works, the fact is that everybody cannot get promoted. It's a pyramid. Everybody knows this. So you recruit certain number of people, and the way progression works, everybody cannot go up the pyramid. With that fact, how do you treat people who do not go up the pyramid is absolutely essential. And that is a critical philosophy that I've tried to manage in the organization on a differential basis. To make sure that people who are not moving up have early visibility about their prospects. Point number one. Point number two, that we go out of their way to help them land on their feet. That we move heaven and earth to make sure that they are, you know, that when time comes, that they land in such a way that they feel the organization, not just the organization, but individually, the leaders of the organization did everything possible to help them, I think is absolutely critical. If you're able to do that, then you have achieved a couple of things. One is everyone in the organization, you have sent them a signal on, you know, how you want to treat each person. But second, you've actually created ambassadors, even if they are at competitors. So I think that is a critical philosophy, at least for me.
This segment reminded me of my last few weeks at McKinsey. When I decided to move on from the firm, they went out of the way to open doors for me, gave me a transition coach who would help me think through the next steps, and made introductions to key places given the relationships they had. I have tremendous personal gratitude for one individual, Ramesh Mangaleswaran, who's a director in the Chennai office, who actually prodded me to think about executive search as a career option, something that I hadn't even considered at that point in time. Life would have been very different if not for this nudge that came in at such a crucial juncture for me. When I do my leadership development work, I find that if I want to get a pulse of the culture in an organization, I get a really good picture when I talk to some of the alumni. How people on the way out are treated gives me a sense of the kind of human beings that inhabit a certain place. How people treat you, when their fortunes are not necessarily tied to yours, is a pretty good dipstick into the culture of an organization. Thank you for listening. If you find the content purposeful and want to be updated whenever we upload new content, please sign up for the newsletter at playtopotential.com. If you're new to the podcast and want to get a sense of the nature of content that is covered, you might want to go to YouTube and type Play to Potential Highlights from 2017. I've tried to capture the key takeaways from our various conversations last year with leaders across disciplines, from people such as Zia Modi, Nanda Nilekani, Vishy Anand, Vijay Amritraj, Rama Bijapurkar, Amish Tripathi, Vinita Bali and the like. For more, please visit playtopotential.com, where the content is organized by nuggets and they're tagged by themes so that you could get perspectives from multiple individuals on a topic you care about. If you want to listen offline, say during a car ride home or during airplane travel, you could also access the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Savan, or wherever else you get your podcast. If you find the content purposeful, please go to iTunes, rate the show and share a review. It will help others discover it.